Okay, sorry about that.
Okay.
I'm Alan Jennings. I work for the Community Action Committee of the Lehigh Valley, which is located at 1337 East 5th Street on the south side. I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you. Housing markets are very, very local. Not only is Redding's housing market very different from Bethlehem's, Allentown's market, which abuts the city, just a step away, is very different from Bethlehem's market. For that matter, within the city of Bethlehem, from the north side to the south side, there are two very different markets. Within the relatively small market that is the south side, just a few dozen property sales can have a profound impact. Hyperactive markets can drive up prices, create wealth for those lucky enough to sell at the peak. It can also drive people with limited income out. Meanwhile, a market comprised exclusively of rentals loses the stability that owner occupancy can bring. No one wants to live next to or across the street from a house full of college students. They often have bad habits. They party a lot. They're noisy. They're usually noisy at the wrong time of day. Many have no respect for limited parking spaces. They don't rake the leaves nor shovel the snow. Just when you think they have matured enough to maybe show signs of being responsible neighbors, they graduate and a bunch of underclassmen move in and you start all over. Their very presence can depress property values, making those properties more attractive to investors. About 3 years ago, the Community Action Development Corporation of Bethlehem was a community development subsidiary on East 4th Street, and we had very good representation from Anna Smith earlier. I'm starting to notice anecdotally interesting sales in our neighborhood. Developers from out of town were buying properties, apparently responding to the news coming from Lehigh University that it was expanding. There was money to be made, lots of money. The Housing Committee of the Southside Vision 2020 project began mulling what was happening. Houses that should be sold for $160,000 were selling for more like $250,000. Now you could argue that might mean some Bethlehem residents will do well due to their ship coming in. But with owner-occupied homes sold to an investor, each owner-occupied home sold to an investor comes more rental housing, destabilizing the neighborhood. Conventional wisdom, as Dana said, says that home ownership stabilizes neighborhoods. It's just intuitive. As a metaphor, nobody washes a rental car. But when a three-bedroom home is temporary quarters of five students, parenthetically, these landlords find space like the attic to use, whose parents can afford $900 per month, collectively paying $4,500 per month, there's money to be made. And that money is going to be made by our constituents. What do you think the likelihood is that building with those numbers will ever return to the market as an owner-occupied house? So where does this go? Lehigh insists that they are not creating more demand for student housing for the private market to exploit. Maybe we should use the term Alan Greenspan used. Irrational exuberance. That irrational exuberance will drive market choices that lead to a few strong beneficiaries doing well but causing trauma to the neighborhood. The people making the money in these neighborhoods call our proposal discrimination. You know, I don't remember wealthy white folks from New Jersey being included in the law as a protected class. An overlay district will facilitate better planning in a more regulated marketplace, maybe even, for once, a more equitable marketplace. It enables you to pick home ownership over tenant occupancy that results in transitory and depressed property value. So even if you're on the fence, at least support the ordinance until it's proven wrong when you can change it. For now, you should at least stop the volatility until we can get a better handle on it and plan it deliberately. That would also give us time to work with Southside residents to help them understand how market forces are affecting the quality of their lives and make better decisions for themselves and their neighbors. As we hear testimony tonight, keep in mind the likely motives each of us has in offering our opinions. For Community Action, we just like the idea of the market being more fair, embrace the notion of the commonwealth, and that the quality of life of the residents of the Southside be a factor in the decisions that you make. Thanks very much.
Thank you for your comment.